This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Our guest today is Marissa Levin. She is the co-founder and managing partner of Successful Culture International. Marissa, thank you for taking a few minutes with us today.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be here. I love the work that you do.
So let's say I'm a company. I've bought into the idea that I need to work on my culture. I want to engage my employees. Where are leaders missing the mark with implementation?
I think that they lose sight of what they stand for and why they started the business in the first place. Like, what was the driver? And I don't mean making money, because, you know, unless you're a nonprofit, we're all in business to make money.
Sure.
But what is the driver behind why you exist? What is the impact that you're trying to make in the world? What type of experience are you trying to create for your customer as well as your employees? And when we can hold tight to that, where problems happen is when we lose sight of all of that, where we start to compromise our what we stand for, what we believe, you know, what our core value system is. When we start to compromise that, that's a really slippery slope, and that's where we invite in the problems. So if you can build a company around your core values, and that means your recruiting processes, your onboarding processes, how people treat each other internally, how you engage with your customer, what behavior you will and will not tolerate from your customer, creating a customer base that also has values that align with your own values. And that was part of the reason why I left. Well, that was one of the main reasons I left my first company that I built out of nothing. I walked away from my first company because we were serving the federal government, and they transitioned and they moved from being an entity that truly valued value and valued relationships to only valuing lowest price. And they became a transactional, commodity-centric type of customer. And I was never going to be a lowest-priced vendor for the government, because we deliver true transformation and true value through deep relationships that were built on trust. So when they made that pivot, I, as the owner, was put in a position of having to make my own decision. Do I compromise and change my own core values to meet the needs of my customers? Or do I step down and walk away from something I've built because it no longer aligned with what I believed? And I chose the latter. So I think that companies get into trouble when they truly lose sight of what they stand for and what they believe. And when they start to compromise that, and whenever we do, personal or professional life, that's where we get into trouble.
Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you if you're listening to the Business Leadership Series. We can connect on LinkedIn or send me a message at Derek@DerekChampagne.com. I look forward to connecting.